Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to the Word from the Trenches on you're listening to the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, sufficient day, the 16th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just kind of a cool day. The sun's trying to shine. I wish it would. I wish it'd warm up. Days are getting longer. I ain't complaining. We're headed towards, well, we're headed towards the smoke. Can't even think of summer no more with, you know, to get that good feeling in your, oh, it's going to be summer, it's going to be nine. No, it's going to be choking-ass smoke out of California. Why is it, you know, Mexico doesn't burn like that? Why is it, and Canada, you know, they've had some fires, but nothing like Jesus. We get it here. I mean, the whole country was socked in at one time last year. Wonder why. Anyways, let's see what we're going to look at here today. The internet erupts with speculation about who started the Notre Dame fire. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Lance, you've been living under a rock. You know that the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, burned yesterday. And it's all over the news. And you know, there's right now they're saying that they don't think that there was anybody burned it down or that there was any foul play. But of course, this article is going to start out with, you know, internet. The internet erupts with speculation about who started the Notre Dame fire. This is from Zero Hedge. Ever careful to watch for false flags and conspiracy theory concerns. Here we go. Well, you know what, guys? You know what? I'm not going to give you a conspiracy theory today. I'm just going to read you some stuff and let you come to your own conclusions. And if your mind is just, you know, you got your tin, if you got your tinfoil hat on and, you know, you're sitting in your, lead lined room, you'll probably get what I'm talking about. Maybe. But I'm not going to push no conspiracy theories. I wouldn't do that. I mean, behind some conspiracy theories, well, you start with a theory, but you end up with a fact, don't you? Video is emerging of a Galette's wands in black clothes at one of two towers half an hour after the start of the fire at Notre Dame. And I looked at that little video, somebody walking around up there. one definite way to and remember that, you know, somebody's going to, if there's an agenda, there will be, they would try to, you know, throw false trails in every direction. But just concentrate, concentrate. One definite way to disenfranchise the yellow vests as they crush French aristocracy would be to set them up as the fog guys for the national disaster. Surely that is not possible. Now, here's your main zero hedge. This is what the statement they just made. I didn't make this conspiracy theory. Did you? I didn't either. Do you have your tinfoil hat on, though? Paris prosecutor Remy Heitz stressed early indications suggest the fire was accidental. As he added, nothing indicates a deliberate act. So that means right away everything is going to be a conspiracy theory that doesn't go along with the official narrative, correct? Okay. But as Michael Schneider details below, now that the initial shock of the fire has subsided, the internet is buzzing with speculation about the origin of the fire. In the end, there are only two options. Okay, now we're playing the game. Either this was an accident or someone intentionally started the fire. And if the fire was intentionally started, obviously someone had a motive. I want you to remember, guys, all I'm asking you guys to remember just a couple of things from this article. Someone had a motive for doing so. I want you to remember motive. Time columnist Christopher J. Hale set off a firestorm of speculation when he tweeted that a friend who works at the cathedral told him, quote, cathedral staff said the fire was intentionally set. Okay. Hale deleted the tweet just a few minutes later. Now we're getting in. I wonder how conspiracy theories could pop up around something like this. Was he lying about what he had been told? But here we go. We were going off, and I mean, where does this make your mind go underneath that tinfoil hat? Coming from a professional journalist, that doesn't seem likely. Instead, it is much more likely that Hale quickly figured out that he had said something that he wasn't supposed to say. A YouTube video that purportedly contains audio of Muslims celebrating the fire. You know, like the Muslims that were actually Jews that were celebrating when the towers came down, dancing in the streets. Turned out they were Jews. But I don't want to, there I am, conspiracy again. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it, guys. Contains audio of Muslims celebrating the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral has also sparked a lot of speculation. Now we got going. Man, things are going just everywhere, aren't they? Keep that tinfoil hat on. Don't take that son of a bitch off, whatever you do. But at this point, there doesn't appear to be any way to verify the authenticity of the video. And not the way conspiracy theories work. But what we do know is that all of this comes at a time when churches all over France are being attacked. On March 17th, and I want you to remember that date. Now, we've got you remembering, what was it up here? You were going to remember, oh, yeah, that was motive. And we're going to remember March 17th. Remember that. And so I'll put your own conspiracy together. You got your tin hat on. The second largest church in France erupted in flames, and police later ruled that it was not an accident. While Notre Dame is undoubtedly the most well-known landmark to be affected, Paris's second largest church, Saint Sulpice, briefly burst into flames on March 17th. That was the same day, March 17th. The fire damaged, remember the March 17th? The fire damaging the doors and stained glass windows on the building exterior. Police later reported that the incident had not been an accident. Overall, a dozen Catholic churches were either set on fire or greatly vandalized during one seven-day stretch last month. Remember this now. A dozen Catholic churches have been desecrated across France over the period of 1 week in an egregious case of anti-Christian vandalism. It's got to be the Muslims. That's what I'm thinking, guys. I don't know my tinfoil hat. It's got to be the Muslims, right? The recent spat of church profanations has puzzled both police. They're puzzled. Everybody's puzzled about this. See if we're puzzled. puzzled both police and ecclesial leaders, who have mostly remained silent as the violations have spread up and down France. Got to be the Muslim, the dirty, maybe, or maybe it's the yellow vest guy. I don't know. And last Sunday, marauders set fire to the Church of Saint Sulpice, one of Paris's largest and most important churches, shortly after the 12 o'clock mass. And some of the vandalism was that was reported during that seven-day period was deeply disturbing. In Nîmes, Department of the Gard, I guess it is, near the border with Spain, the Church of Notre Dame des Efforts was desecrated in a particular odious way, with vandals painting a cross with human excrement, looting the main altar and the tabernacle, and stealing the consecrated hosts, whatever that is, which were discovered later among piles of garbage. Now keep all of this in mind. Just keep that tin hat on. Likewise, the Church of Notre Dame in Dijon is in the east of the country, suffered the sacking of the high altar, and the hosts were also taken from the tabernacle, scattered on the ground, and trampled. Okay, keep all this information in your head, and what they've been, what's been happening to these churches. Could it be possible that there is a connection between those attacks and the fire that just erupted at the Notre Dame Cathedral? Could it be the crescendo? That is a question that any decent investigator would be asking at this point. And yeah, well, we're not decent investigators, but we do have tinfoil hats, and we aren't as stupid as you think. We also know that the anti-Christian and anti-Semitic attacks are often on the rise in France. Just check out these numbers. The number of anti-Semitic attacks, 541, rose from 74% from 2017 to 2018, while anti-Muslim attacks number just 100, the lowest since 2010. So that's, you divert your attention this way, divert your attention that way, divert your attention every which way but the right way. Meanwhile, in the same period, there was 1,063 anti-Christian attacks, a slight increase on the previous year. Needless to say, radical Islamists are responsible for most of the attacks against Christians and Jews, and the number of Muslims living in Paris, in the Paris area, has greatly increased in recent years. I'm seeing it here. It's the Muslims. They're going after the yellow vests, or they're trying to frame the yellow vests, or maybe the yellow vests are trying to, well, we'll see what happens here. According to reports, the number of Jews fleeing France for their safety has dramatically increased since 2000. In one Paris suburb alone, Seine Saint-Denis, 40% of the population is Muslim, while 400,000 illegal immigrants also live there. But it is particularly politically correct. But in this politically correct era, we aren't supposed to talk about attacks against Christians. See how they're leading your mind? Good thing you got your tinfoil hat on so they can't do that, huh? And this is especially true if those attacks are conducted by radical Islamists. On Monday, even anchors of Fox News had apparently been instructed that any speculation about who started the Notre Dame Cathedral fire must be immediately shut down. Now, this is, we're going to lay a conspiracy on you here in a minute. I'm warning you right now. And it's going to have to be immediately shut down, so we might be shut off the air. The site might be shut down. So be ready. On Monday, even anchors of Fox News had apparently been instructed that any speculation about who started the Notre Dame Cathedral fire must be immediately shut down. Where have we seen this before? These days, there is very little difference between Fox News and the other major news networks, and that is very unfortunate. On another note, I also find it very interesting that one point on Monday, a YouTube algorithm linked the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral with the 9/11 attacks. Boy, are we going, how many directions are we going now, people? Oh, boy, there's a cloud of conspiracy theories out there. A cloud, I'm telling you. A YouTube feature designed to combat misinformation offered some of its own during a major news event Monday. It linked the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral to the September 11th terrorist attacks. Boy, I bet that's it. Keep that tinfoil hat on. Don't let this shit in, guys. Keep your tinfoil hat on. The company blamed the mix-up on its algorithms. It removed the links on all Notre Dame fire posts after the issue was flagged. Now they did that. That must be it. That must be. That's the conspiracy. No, keep that fucking tin hat on, I'm telling you. In this day and age, the spin is often more important than the actual events themselves. In the coming days, a tremendous effort will be made to get us to feel a certain way about the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. Yes, yes, yes. But what would be so wrong with allowing us to think for ourselves and allowing us to come to our own conclusions? Well, because they missed something. The internet was one of the last bastions of global free speech, but now the heavy hand of censorship is descending and our ability to freely discuss global events is eroding a little bit more with each passing day. And that's the end of that article. Now we're going to show you what was missed. Remember March 17th, and don't forget March 17th, and don't forget motive. Okay? And we're going to go back to March 10th. An article that came out it was just a little like that on Fox News. I seen one little like that about it and never heard nothing else about it. But something happened. Yellow vests ransack Masonic Lodge in French Village as protests get out of hand. This is from RT. It was sent in by Jim on March 10th. March 10th. And then on the 17th, the carnage began. A crowd of yellow vest protesters broke into and trashed a Masonic lodge in the French village of Tarbes. The ransacking has been condemned by the French government, who accused the protesters of stupidity and ignorance. Some 450 protesters had gathered at Tarbes on Saturday for the 17th straight weekend of anti-government demonstrations. Around midnight, Les Dapetech, I can't say the word, paper reported some protesters began shouting, "We're going to the Freemasons." A smaller crowd of protesters marched on the Masonic Temple. Masonic Temple. With one battering down the door of the secretive organization's clubhouse, more protesters pelted rocks at the building, and eventually the group forced its way inside. They overturned furniture, trashed the historic art hanging on the walls, and stole four ceremonial swords. They gave these back later on. Police have opened an investigation, and France's Interior Minister, Christopher Castaner, condemned the vandalism. After the Jews, the Freemasons, he tweeted, alluding to alleged anti-Semitism within the ranks of the protesters. When stupidity encounters intolerance, it is the worst. Castaner also accused the Yellow Vests of having no other project than hatred. Across the country, somewhere between 28,000 and 90,000 protesters took to the streets on Saturday to voice their opposition to the policies of the unpopular President Emmanuel Macron, which they say benefit the rich, but not the majority. Some 2,000 protesters have been injured and dozens maimed in clashes with police since November. The movement's organizers have planned a massive demonstration for the next Saturday, timed to coincide with the end of President Macron's three-month Great National Debate, a public forum aimed, and see, that would also coincide with the 17th of March. Now, wouldn't it? A public forum aimed at quelling the tide of dissent in France and forging a new contract with the nation. The Yellow Vests have mostly focused their attention on Macron's economic policies and have not signaled out the Freemasons as a target. However, the Masons' secret nature and powerful membership have made the organization a target for popular anger in the past and has fueled countless conspiracy theories. Well, you have an organization. I mean, I've talked about this before. You know, if you had 10 people just start a secretly meeting anywhere in this fucking nation, within a fucking week or two, you'd have FBI agents, you'd have CIA, they'd be bugging the place, they'd be fucking, why is it that this Masonic lodges, who are the people in our highest seats of power in every country are members of, or high members of, how come they're never infiltrated? How come they're never investigated? I mean, if there was ever conspiracies going on, and I mean, look at what's happening to the world. Well, wouldn't the CIA, if any bunch of people got together, the elite, that's what it is. These people are even above surveillance. Think about that, people. At a time when they want your fucking toaster to fucking be looking at you, these people are above even being looked at. And the contracts that are fucking, the people that are giving contracts to other Masons, that are giving contracts to other Masons outside the lodge, are meeting in secret in the lodge. This screams, if there was ever a reason to surveil anybody to find out what the fuck they're up to, wouldn't this be it? If that was the true intent, go ahead.
You got to avert your eyes. Look at them.
You betcha, brother. At any rate, people, you got to ask yourself, Aleister Crowley, he was the master mason for the United States during the World War II. He wrote all of the ceremonies to rise in the ranks, to rise in the degrees of masonry. And you got to wonder that these people, I'm telling you, Crowley said it straight out in his writings, that Christianity is a slave religion. Now, what would these people do? What would the master mason, the head guy, the head Masonic son of a bitch for France do if one of his, if the temples of the Masons, I've never heard of anything such like that. Have you? If one of their temples was fucking attacked and desecrated? What do you think would happen, people? What do you think would happen? And boy, being the child of Jews, being the apparatus of Jews, man, there'd be some hell would break loose, and there would be finger pointing at everybody but the fucking Jews. Now, wouldn't there? Well, that's as far as I'm going to go with my conspiracy theory. And we're going to go on to something else, but that gives you something to think about. We put up a little article on From the Trenches. It'll be up when we go to the bottom of the break. So everybody can kind of think about that just a little bit with their tinfoil hat on so that the rays can't get through and cloud your mind. They've already done enough of that with their, speculation. Their speculation and it must be's and could be's and might be's and journalists that wrote tweets and then erased them right away. And, what kind of cover would they use? And I can see these yellow vests, I can see massive investigations into them, interrogations to find out, did they do it? And the Muslims, oh man, I can see them, shit, remember Abu Ghraib, I can see them being waterboarded and beaten and who did it, just back and forth and blaming it, and each one of them blaming it on the other. Maybe they kill each other. The yellow vests start killing the Muslims start killing the yellow vests. That would be perfect, actually, considering the situation in France, wouldn't it? Something to think about. Colorado Governor Jared Polis signs Democratic-sponsored gun confiscation bill. This is from Breitbart. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, Democrat, signed into law on Friday the Democrats' gun confiscation red flag legislation. They're calling it what it is. I mean, gun confiscation red flag legislation. That nice little rhyme to it, doesn't it? And here's another state. And once it's all the states, ain't that like ratifying something? I mean, couldn't they just call that a ratification under the fifth article to remove the second article to the People's Bill of Rights? But then there's that goddamn ninth article that says that they can't do it. It can't be changed. It can't be touched. And this is where it's headed, people. This is where the war is headed. If you're either going to fight or you are going to become fucking enslaved. And knowing what you know. And having right and truth on your side, you will go into a fucking ditch with a .40 caliber hollow point in the back of your head. The legislation allows courts to issue orders for the confiscation of individuals' guns. Tribune Ledger report Tribune Ledger News reported that the legislation, House Bill 1177, did not garner a single Republican vote. Oh, thank God we have the Republicans like Paul Ryan and all the rest of the fucking gun grabbers, and Donald Trump, who has already signed infringements on the second article. Plain and simple, and is advocating for more. Just did the thing with fiat. I mean, just with executive dictate. Well, the king's monarchical dictate. Let's call it what it is. To destroy all the bump stocks and outlaw bump stocks by king dictate of the king. The Congress has no authority. The Senate has no authority. The judicial is supposed to advise these two bodies that they have zero fucking authority to say, even talk about that second article. But here it's going, people. It's going to keep moving. It's going forward. They are not going to fucking stop. There is only one thing that stops: force. And that is what they've created here. They have their standing army of Blackwater agents, and it's going to be force meets force, because this is the only way these kind of people are stopped. But see, the ones that are instigating, they think they're going to stand back and watch their hired mercenaries come and subjugate the people and take their guns. But that ain't how it's going to work, is it? We're not going to let that happen. We'll take the front line when it comes to meet us, but once the fucking shit gets going, man, there's one target, and that's the fucking head. And the head, man, I mean, like I said, it's going to take a lot to build a fucking, 1 mile and a third perimeter, a solid perimeter around each one of these treasonous fucking, they're not even treasonous because they're not of this nation, of these fucking usurpers, these fucking foreign fucking corporate usurpers. You think you can do it? Because that has to be the strategy. You know, they're going to come and get you with their fucking Blackwater fucking forces. There's no doubt about it. They'll be called confiscation teams. But they will be private entities, because we all know that they cannot exist. We never authorized anybody that could come and take our fucking guns. We never authorized this government to have any authority over any individual. Period. In fact, it is forbidden under the 9th article of our Bill of Rights. Nonetheless, that's what's going to happen. But once it does happen, and once you're on the hunt, don't go looking for these fucking, for their goddamn green card fucking cannon fodder. Go for the big roll. Roll the dice big time. Go for the head of the snake. Once those heads start popping off of the snakes at the head, you watch them scramble and run. And once they scramble and run, and then come down hard on their fucking Blackwater forces. I mean, fucking to come down savage on them. And they're looking over their shoulders, and they're being given orders from overseas or from some bunker, from some son of a bitch who isn't having to face the hell that the American people are going to unleash on these bastards. And it'll turn quick. It really will. The Tribune Ledger reported the legislation bill did not garner a single Republican vote. And more than half of Colorado's county governments have voiced opposition to the bill, making clear they have no plans to enforce it. And they never do, and they won't. It won't be them. It will be the goddamn. It will be the Blackwater private, you know, forces, which the sheriff's departments are just much a part of it. They are not sworn. They are not constitutional sheriffs. They are not sworn into the jurisdiction of the common law jurisdiction. They are not of the people. They are, the courts are not of the people. Our common law courts are removed. The sheriffs are, this is a show. This is just to give, this is to make you hesitate. Make you think, oh, well, I don't got to worry because the sheriffs are going to stand up, and the sheriffs now, all I got to do is go and do what the sheriff tells me, and I'll back the sheriff up. Uh-uh. You'll have a couple of these goddamn for the camera. Like maybe one of them being arrested, being civilly disobedient to a blatant fucking attack of treason, instead of doing what a fucking true sheriff would be that was sworn in the jurisdiction of the common law. And that would be forming up posse and then forming up a militia to put this fucking attack on our Bill of Rights down in a hard way. But you won't hear none of them talking about it, because when they raise up their hand, they're not swearing to protect and defend that Bill of Rights, to protect and defend the people's rights that are absolute. They are raising their hand in the admiralty to enforce the dictates, which are the corporate policies of the corporate United States of this Americas and the corporate state of which their county is a part of. and the corporate county fucking legislative policies. Whether they're in violation of the second article or not. I mean, if they wanted to take a stand for the Bill of Rights, there's 4,041 now infringements on the second article. How many infringements on the due process? I mean, you got the asset forfeiture. I mean, these goddamn kangaroo courts with these traffic courts, what they call traffic, or these goddamn family courts that cannot even fucking exist, the fucking power they're wielding, the shit they're doing. Anybody who could read that Bill of Rights would know. I mean, just reading it tells you that this is, you know, this is in violation. Just like I said, you hold it up and you hold up the confiscation, asset forfeiture. They don't jive. It's one or the other, isn't it? And that's really what it comes down to. And that's what I keep telling you. It's that 14th Amendment. It's the Bill of Rights. And it's on you and me. Don't you think that no goddamn constitutional sheriffs going to step up and save your ass? You better be ready to save your own ass. You better have some fucking bullets and beans packed away. You better be ready to go into the fucking bush. And I mean, that's one of the things, you know, people, you know, they think they go camping a few times a year. They think that they're outdoorsmen. But man, I'll tell you, go out and live in the fucking woods. I mean, when I was a little kid, man, I spent the first few months I can remember in my life. When I was a little kid, I was living in the fucking woods. And my dad had an old Studebaker, and man, at first we were just, him and my mom and my littlest brother that was just, you know, wasn't even a year old. They were sleeping in the back of this fucking Studebaker, and dad had a rope off the back of that to a tree with a tarp over it. Me and my sister were sleeping on the fucking ground with blankets. And then he felt bad because it rained and got us wet, and we shivered all night, but I remember he went and got a tent, but he built furniture and shit. I lived in the woods. I know what it's like. And I'd go out with people, you know, I said, let's go camp for 4 days. You know, we're going to camp at least 4 days, man. I want to go camp for, if I go to camp, I want to be here a few months. I really want to fucking forget this goddamn nasty ass world I'm trying to get away with. The fucking second or third day, they're drooped. They can't just, I mean, they can't. You people had better fucking toughen up. You had better fucking toughen up and look at reality for what it is. You're not going to be able to go and just lay in your nice warm bed and then go out, just like you're doing to your job, and go out and fight these son of a bitches. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be muddy. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be cold. It's going to be frostbite. It's going to be starvation. It's going to be fucking ugly. It's going to be, like I said, we will redefine man's inhumanity to man. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Good old shoes. Whatever road you walk in, he will get you through. Good old shoes, good old shoes, stand up straight and proud the way he taught you to. And you might even get to heaven with a soul like that. Good old shoes.
Tell Grace as soon as we land, I want a reflexologist.
Male or female?
The Polish lady.
Yeah, White House wants to know about.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin.
The state of Jefferson.
Just watch more.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time. And that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. And that's the least you better have. And thousands of rounds of ammunition and plenty of fucking food. Because they're not playing games, people. They're going to put you to the task. They're going to see if you have the metal. Go ahead and hesitate just one little bit. That's what they're, I mean, it's just like this, the first articles we covered. They're looking for hesitation. And I'll tell you, those yellow vest people, they're going to be investigated the hell out of them. So they had a motive. The Muslims, they're going to have the hell investigated, like I said, waterboarding, whatever. I'll tell you who ain't going to be fucking investigated is the Masonic Lodge, whose temple was desecrated by the yellow vest people. Motive? And we're talking here about Governor Jared Polis signs Democratic-sponsored gun confiscation bill. It's a coming. Once they get it in every state, see, then they can say, well, that's just the same as ratification. We've removed the Second Amendment. Well, no, you can't. Ninth article says you know such authority can exist in every one of these states that has participated in this fucking infringement on this goddamn treasonous sedition against our second article, against our whole Bill of Rights. They've earned a rope. All it takes is a trial. We are in the right by our law, ratified by we the people. Various Colorado sheriffs took a stand against the confiscation bill. On April 3rd, 2019, Breitbart News reported that Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams said he will go to jail before enforcing. How about you go out and raise a fucking posse and run these fucking feds out of the... Well, they'll be state. It'll be state confiscation, private corporation. You can't do that, can you? Because your corporation would just fucking fire your ass. That's what would happen. You'll get your ass fired. And they'll replace you with another corporate agent, Blackwater agent, that will fucking follow orders. Understand? They'll give this little show, and see, this is to make you, all this shit about these Constitution sheriffs, like I said, it's to fucking make you think that there's somebody out there going to do something about this, and you don't. You better understand you're the only fucking ones that are going to do anything about this. And you got a choice. You got a choice. Subjugation, slavery, a bullet in the back of your head, or fight, fight, fight. You outnumber them. You have the largest army on planet Earth. You're well fucking armed. There's no goddamn excuse for this other than cowardice. And people with their private fucking liberty interests, which is the mammon they have compiled that they put protecting over protecting the Bill of Rights. They don't give one rat's ass about a poor man's bill of rights. A man that was made poor through their participation in the duplicity and the robbery of his fucking country, of his fucking heritage, of his fucking inheritance. Lamar County Sheriff Justin Smith told the Coloradian confiscatory aspect of the red flag law could actually cause problems. The legislation's Democrat sponsors did not consider, he said. This may sound simplistic, but between the firearms locked up in the house or the individual, the firearms left alone are not a threat. The individual is deemed to be the threat. If we take the firearms away, it doesn't take away the angst they had if we don't get them help. Oh, this is going to be the argument against it. Not that did that. What can you read? Can you? I mean, you brilliant motherfuckers. All you went to Yale and Harvard. Can you fucking read something as simple as that Bill of Rights shall not be infringed? Period. You can't read that? Yes, you can. You know exactly what you're fucking doing. And this is just like, right, this here is just more throwing out bullshit to fucking, to pave the way. It's the way You're being invaded by fucking children to begin with. And when you go to make a stand, these people are going to say, no, you best go ahead and turn them in. Let the government take care of this for us. They'll take care of it for us. Oh, boy, they've sure done a good job, haven't they? Hundreds of thousands of them coming in, and just like the people that went out there and fucking fell for the goddamn Trump fucking production. They're sitting there, they're digging for excuses. Like, because they are spineless fucking treasonous cowards. If you let them come in and take your goddamn rights away from you, it's always been that way, people. I have stood my ground for my rights more than one time by myself. I have fucking physically fought the bastards. I've fought them in the courts. I've done time as a political prisoner fighting for my Bill of Rights. You do not let that go. You let that go, you doom your progeny to fucking goddamn unspeakable things. They're already pedophiling children right out in the goddamn open. Just think what they would do if there was no check, not even a thought of a check. Everybody was subjugated. You're like Charlie was saying, you avert your eyes when you come up to them. And you fucking, they'd be right back where they wanted to be in the colonies. An aristocracy ruling over you. That aristocracy that your forefathers left England to get away from. That corrupt evil. If there's such a thing as evil, that's it. And you came here to get away from it, and it took them a while, but here they are. And they're right in your fucking face with it. They're telling you. I mean, when it's a confiscation, goddamn, I tell you, when I was a child and my dad was, maybe in his 20s, to even say something like, goddamn, they wouldn't have dared. It's incrementalism. It's infiltration. It was getting the people in the 70s said, we have a bad recession. I'm afraid mom's going to have to go to work. But don't worry. We have plenty of money in the state for child care so that the government can raise your children to turn them against you, to turn them against your fucking cultures and your beliefs, to turn them against their own selves, to cut their own throats. And you went for it. And what led the way was mammon. The pursuit of that almighty dollar. I've yet to hear a goddamn so-called patriot broadcast other than this one where it didn't come down to, talking about the dollars and cents that could be gained or lost. Fuck the money. I'll tell you what, once they get your goddamn Bill of Rights, I don't care who you think you are, they will take everything you have, including your precious, precious mammon. You will have nothing. That is the end game. There are 7 billion people on this planet. They've chiseled it in stone in Georgia. They intend to take it down to 500 million. Do you think you're going to really make that cut? Do you think that the rest of this fucking country, that the 75% who have been fucked by people like you that live for that fucking dollar and the accumulation thereof, do you think that we're going to lay down our fucking lives in a mutual fucking liberty interest? You will find out what our liberty interest is when this is all over with and the trials begin. Because everybody who prospered during this fucking treachery is going to be looked at. We're going to be looking right at you. How did you get that big mountain of shit, of money, of mammon? I fucking refused them, and I fucking lived as a pauper. And I know that they made me live as a pauper because I did refuse them. And I know that if I would have went along to any degree, to whatever degree I went along, that's what I would have. That is just reality. You think we're not going to be looking at you? Think we're not going to come for you? You think you get to keep it? You fight as hard as you fucking can for your fucking wealth. But everything is going to be re-examined. Everything that happened after 1869, every transfer of property. And those, and I'll tell you what, there are going to be investigations. The Masonic lodges will be outlawed in this goddamn country. It will be outlawed, and it will be fucking condemned for what it is. It is pure treachery. It is enslavement. It's what it's always been. An elite fucking secret societies that they live off the sweat of other men. They are fucking parasites. They've always been fucking parasites. But they know how to stick together. And that's our problem. Too many of you would like, you envy what they've got. Man, I wouldn't mind having another $1 million. I mean, I could, Henry's right over there. Fuck, I ain't exercising that right. Fuck Henry's right. If I can get $1 million, I'm going along with it. I'll go along with this shit. I'll join one of the goddamn political parties, incorporated. I will become a part of the corporation. I really don't want rid of that 14th Amendment. There's a lot of them out there that don't. Why won't you talk about it? Why won't you talk about that 14th Amendment and what it does? Why won't you talk about the difference between someone who is a subject and someone who is a free man? Why won't you talk about the fact that that 14th Amendment makes you a subject, whereas that Bill of Rights makes you a free man, and that free man status cannot be touched by the will of that is the will of the people, which we are going to have to enforce. We are going to have to fight to have it, people. And it's going to and the reason it's going to be so bloody is because of the neglect of the fucking generations before us. This should have been seen a long, long time ago, and it really was. I mean, you had people like the one that John covered there, Jordan. What was his name? He was a colonel. Huh? Major Jordan. Major Jordan showed how we financed the building of the fucking Soviet Union. So that they, after the war, they could become as powerful enough so that we could have a Cold War and suck out $5.5 trillion in those days dollars to build a nuclear arsenal, because we had to have one because they had one. But they would have never had one if we hadn't to give it to them, would they? At the same time, I mean, the people, you know, loose lips sink ships, and people, you know, and they had the Japanese, American Japanese, in complete violation of their fucking Bill of Rights in internment camps. At that very same time, they were fucking guaranteeing that fucking international communism would spread across this country. I mean, across this world. And then they come up with the Vietnam War. First, the Korean War, 30,000 dead. And then the Vietnam War, 50,000 dead, under the guise of stopping what they put in place. Openly put in place. I mean, Jordan was going all over the goddamn nation shouting. He went to Congress, took his files, showed them. But it was already a corporation by then now, wasn't it? And that's how it's been operating, as a corporation. You, my friend out there, you are just a piece of corporate property. You're not even considered a human being. You are what the Talmud describes you as, a soulless animal at their disposal. Something they can, I mean, like slaughtering a cow. They want a steak, they kill a cow. They want something you got, to kill you. They want to rape your daughter, you know, the freak son of a bitch. If they want to rape a three-year-old. Tough shit. You're just fucking goyim. You're not even, you have no standing. You're like that. You have no more standing than a cow. Got it? California, Florida, and Illinois have confiscatory red flag laws, yet each state has witnessed high profile shootings of the very kind the laws were supposed to stop. And see, this is what they're going to argue. They're not going to take out your goddamn Bill of Rights and say, you just can't do this. You're going against the will of the people. The people never empower you. The people did not have the authority by their own dictate to give you that authority. I can't go take my neighbor's gun because I think he's dangerous. I can't do it. He's committed no fucking crime. But they worked it in Hollywood, man. I've been watching, we'll watch series so we have, you know, just something to watch to unwind at night before we go to sleep. And the fucking, goddamn gun smoke, this last one. And then, you know, somebody else shoot somebody and there's a hell of a thing. I'd like to get him, but I can't. Or if you won't swear all to complain, I can't do anything about it. And somebody shoots and misses the marshal and there, you know, well, he didn't hit the marshal. I can really get him for is just, you know, shooting at the marshal overnight in jail drunk and you're out the door. I mean, then they eased it in. Then they came to, you know, fucking, Dirty Harry. Remember Dirty Harry? Clint Eastwood, that dirty treasonous piece of shit. The Dirty Harry series. Where goddamn that Bill of Rights, some son of a bitch and this guy, they had murderers out killing kids. And getting off on technicalities because they violated the Bill of Rights because somebody witnessed them beating the person. I mean, back then it was understood the police couldn't just beat the hell out of somebody, but he beat the hell out of it because it was such an outrage to Dirty Harry and his big 44. And they got away with it and they kept, and I mean, this is what they have pushed. And now you got, what you going to do when they come for you? Blackwater. You have been, I mean, we've been, a lot of people have been institutionalized into servitude, into worshiping their fucking oppressors. Like the lady there in Houston, the man in the Tuttles, you know, they got come in and they killed him dead in their own home. And then we're going to plant heroin there. It's just two people in their goddamn house. Wrong fucking house. Oh, fucking well. And she was a Blue Lives Matter. She backed that shit. Oh, man, the love for the police. I mean, and get the little kiddies out selling cookies and drawing pictures and all the little things they show on fucking Fox News during the week. Oh, here comes, look, the cop got out and played basketball with the little black kid. Oh, God, the cops are so wonderful. They are not fucking supposed to be here. They are enemy agents. They are fucking the standing army you were warned about. And now you're going to have to fight them as you fight the fucking propaganda. Might as well hit this one real quick. Eric Nuke. Nukem Small Wall. Well, I think this is the queer that's running. I mean, I'm openly gay, and, you know, I hate. And of course, they got to play the fucking game just like we were playing with the first article. That Pence guy, you know, and these religious people and won't accept my gay, faggoty fucking shit. This is the new we're going to create a new America where faggotyism and doing poodles and shit, you won't be able to blackmail us anymore for doing poodles because it will be the norm. But Eric Nukem Swalwell wants to take your guns and jail anyone who resists. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California, has decided to run for president on an anti-Second Amendment platform. On a fucking infringement platform. That's reality. That's the words that should be used. On an anti-second article, on an anti-bill of rights, on an anti-people's authority platform, while exhibiting a clear lack of understanding about guns. And this is what they're going to talk about, that he doesn't know the difference in guns. Of course he doesn't. And it ain't the fucking point. Pick that fucking bill up. Everybody should have it in their hands. And when you go to any, if you face anybody talking about it, say, what about this? You do realize that's the ratified law of this country, that it is treason to violate that fucking law. Treason punishable by, well, we're supposed to kill them when they do it. That's what our forefathers, our true forefathers did. Has reiterated his desire to imprison Americans who don't hand over banned weapons. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper on Sunday's Swalwell, who last year joked about nuking gun owners who refused to give up their firearms, discussed the long-standing proposal to ban so-called assault weapons. Tapper, so gun control is the central plank in your campaign. You wrote last year, quote, we should ban possession of military-style semi-automatic assault weapons. We should buy back such weapons. You can't buy them back because I don't want to sell. In the first place, fuck, you can't even talk about it. You've already committed enough treason just in what he's running on. I'm running on removing your second article right that can't be removed. The ninth article says that no power could ever exist, but I'm running on this, on the contention that I will have the power and I will take your rights, that you are not a free man. That's enough right there. Just right there, that little bit, and he signed it to put a rope around his fucking neck in about an hour. Now, just show that to the jury and say, explain yourself, sir, or ma'am, or whatever the fuck you'd call yourself. Well, under a statute, I don't want to hear about your fucking statute. What's that fucking law? Read the second article to my Bill of Rights. Read it. What's it say? Would you call that infringement? Talking about taking my right away? I think taking it away, denying, that would be denying under the ninth, wouldn't it? Not just disparaging, but denying a right. That is a violation of the supreme law of this fucking land. That is a violation of the people's authority. Now tell me how it ain't, Mr. Faggot or Mrs. Faggot, whatever you are. And what's he gonna say? And then you got 12 people there. I mean, they have to, and you're gonna insist, you will fucking decide on the facts or I'll charge you, you son of a bitch. You will decide on the facts, or I'll charge you with aiding and abetting in fucking insurrection in this country, jurist. But by then, we'll have cleared all those son of a bitches out. Make no mistake. There'll be nobody left but fucking American nationals, because we will have fought for that Bill of Rights. And anybody who doesn't fight for it, well, their ass is going to be out of here, or they're going to be in one of these courts fixing to hang. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. You can take off your tinfoil hats now. I'm done. And that is The Word from the Trenches.